I still believe.
Hey, Michiganiacs, this is your blood brother Ted Nugent celebrating the almighty Michigan Spirit of the Wild with my blood brother Duran Martinez on Wild Michigan. Go Wild.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State and all over the world. WildMichiganRadio.com, being brought to you by Conquest Sense, ATA approved deer sense that you can use for cover with Evercalm or attractants with the VS1 coming up in the fall time when the rut is in full gear. I know we just got out of deer season, but why not talk about the good stuff now? But we're getting a live report, everybody, from our good friend Steve Gruber, who is at the SHOT Show 2019 Las Vegas, Nevada, the world's largest gun show. And damn it, they've got the firearms to prove it. How you doing, Steve?
Duran, live from Las Vegas, Nevada, Sin City, USA. Or something like that, yeah. It's the SHOT Show, Duran, and I've seen you here in the past. I know you've attended. And trust me, it just seems to get better every year. There's more stuff. And, you know, we told people that we're coming here because we were invited by the National Shooting Sports Foundation, and we were to be on Radio Row here and do our program, which is on the same network as yours. But really, that's not true. It's not. That's not why we came. We came because Ivy wants a new shotgun, you see.
Yeah, no shotguns
and,
there.
And so I come around, I said, listen, I said, I'd like a new shotgun. She goes, you don't need a new shotgun. I said, well, I like this one, I like this one. She goes, okay, fine, what we really need is a new safe. So we went and shopped for new safes because they're here as well. And, you know, if you buy too many guns, you need more safes. But it is fabulous. It's getting bigger. In fact, there's just a big announcement here a couple of days ago that next year they're adding tens of thousands of more square footage because they don't have enough room, and they're going to include the MGM Grand in this whole grand exposition of the SHOT Show, the greatest gun show in the world. So it's getting bigger every year. Law enforcement, military, civilian and sporting arms. I mean, it's all here. Plus, Duran, as you know, it's not just guns. It's backpacks and boots and optics and flashlights and knives and implements of destruction and coolers and all sorts of great things. It's my kind of place is what it is.
It is. I've been there, I don't know, 7-8 times in the past, 14 years that we've done the show. And, I mean, if you really wanted to spend, like, a week in tactical, you could.
You could. Oh, my gosh, yes. You know, I go in there, one of the things that always I find fascinating, I haven't found it this time. The last time I was here, there was a helicopter, a remote control helicopter that was probably 6 or 7 feet long, but it's fully operational as a drone. It was cool. I mean, just cool stuff. I mean, can you imagine, you got a neighbor you don't like that much, right? And you got a 7-foot helicopter and you can sit there and, you know, dive. Hey, pal, take this. Okay, I'm joking a little bit, but they also had like tricked out Polaris Rangers that have like lift kits and grill protection and a 50 caliber mounted on the back. I mean, who doesn't need a 50 caliber machine gun mounted on the back of their Polaris Ranger cruising through the north woods of Michigan? I mean, that sounds like a handy piece of equipment to a guy like me.
I'm thinking the Upers would
exactly.
Like
I think. Oh, check it out. He's got the big 50 cal, eh? Oh, yeah. Size matters, eh? Oh, yes, it does, Ollie. Oh, yeah. Size matters.
But now, what have you shown? Because this is also, not only is it the biggest gun display, and equipment display and everything else in the world, but it's also pretty much the biggest gathering of Second Amendment lovers in the United States.
No question about that. No question about that at all. In fact, you know, the National Shooting Sports Foundation doesn't get the credit it deserves for defending guns and gun rights. In fact, they have a plus one program is their initiative now. GoHunting.org. Go shooting. Let's go hunting.org. Excuse me. Let's go shooting.org. Because what they're telling us is add one person. If you go out, Duran, and you find one person that you're going to recruit into the shooting and or hunting sport, that's good for everybody that's already in. You know, there's this notion that somehow the gun mentality, that whole notion of gun ownership in America is going away. That's nonsense, complete nonsense. More guns being sold, more guns being moved every year, more people owning guns than ever before in America. But there's this notion being put out there by the media that leans left that doesn't like our guns, trying to convince the rest of us that this whole gun culture in America is going away. I can assure you that's just not the case. And again, I go back to the SHOT Show needing to add tens of thousands of square feet to the show for next year because it keeps getting bigger. Yeah, and that's fact.
It is. I mean, that thing is two levels, many booths, and it's packed. It's squeezed so tight within itself that it was going to burst, and I'm glad to know that they will be adding to that. I mean, if you've ever been or ever wanted to go, this is something that you need to see first and foremost for yourself.
Absolutely. Now, having said that, keep in mind, you need to find a way to do that. You need to get in the industry because it's not open to the general public. But this is the place that people like, well, you know, a friend of yours, Brian Shupak, would come, a guy that I know from Jackson with his sporting goods store. He would come here and say, okay, we want to buy this. We want to buy this. Or the people from Cabela's might show up or Dick's and say, we want this and this. This is a buyer's show and a seller's show. So you can't come in as a private individual. You can't come in and just walk around because if you could, man, this place would have 100,000 people in it every day.
Yeah, absolutely. It's unlike ICAST, which is open to the media and the buyers the first couple of days and then open to the public later on in the week. This is definitely an industry-only show. But, again, it's where the newest and best is for the year, for 2019. What have you seen that you like so far? I mean, in general hunting terms.
Well, in general hunting terms, I like, well, everything that I've seen, but I've seen some new things. It's the 725 Browning shotgun. And it is, to me, just a cool... I told you I came here looking for a shotgun, so I've been looking at shotguns. I looked at Berettas, and I looked at Benellis, and I looked at some Franckis. And then I found a Browning that I really like. It's called a 725, and it's an over-under shotgun, and really kind of fell in love with that. Is it new technology? Not really, but is it just cool and feel good in my hands and give me, you know, goosebumps? Yeah, it does all of those things. I did see a couple of things here that did catch my attention. A cleaning system... that we'll talk about here soon. It takes vapor and brings it down to being just 4% liquid, and it has a machine that basically will clean your gun and dry your gun and preserve your gun all in about 2 minutes' time, and it's basically got a wand on it like you would find a sprayer for vegetables, if you will. It's coming out of there at 200 PSI, but it's a real dry vapor, if that makes sense, and as a result, you can clean your handgun, clean your rifle, get everything right down to the metal. And all you have to do is put some oil on it, put it away, and it's remarkable what it does as far as cleaning your equipment. It's just absolutely remarkable.
Sounds great, man. I'm looking forward to seeing what you bring back because I know there are a lot of people there that you've talked to, and being there broadcasting the Steve Gruber Show, which is heard right here on the Michigan Talk Network this week. And, you know, people stand out. I mean, anybody in particular that stands out to you that you've met or talked to throughout the course of this show?
Mark Robinson. Mark Robinson stood out as an American hero to me. Now, if that doesn't mean anything to you, Duran, I think, if we're really clever here, I think that Alex could find a little bit of an audio bite here for us. And the reason for that is Mark Robinson became an internet sensation just about a year ago. He's a black man. He lives in Greensboro, North Carolina. And there was a gun show coming to town, and the city council got together and said, "We don't want guns in our town." And Mark Robinson went to the city council meeting, and he said, "Why is it that the law-abiding citizens are the first ones taxed, the last ones considered, and the first ones punished?" You might remember that.
Mm-hmm.
You might remember that when he got up there and he became a sensation. And I know that we played it earlier in my program, so I say Alex might have a little bit of a clip to play of Mark Robinson. He was an inspiration to me. He was a revelation to me. Here's a, and you know this, Duran, a black conservative. Mm-hmm. Standing up for what is right. He was not even a gun owner at the time that he went to that city council meeting, but he wanted to have that option. He's a gun owner now, and he's been embraced by people. He's a very humble man, a good man, doesn't realize the impact that he has had on people all over this country. Phenomenal guy.
Well, I tell you what, man, I appreciate you joining us here, giving us that information. We will have that audio. We're kind of pressed for time right now, as I know you are, because you've got some other things that you'll be doing for your own show here coming up this week on the Michigan Talk Network. But again, we really appreciate you coming in from Las Vegas, Steve Gruber, our longtime friend, long time in the outdoors industry, and back on the radio with me.
He's back. Thank you, Duran, as always.
Absolutely, Steve. Best to Ivy and best to you. Safe travels from SHOT Show 2019 in Las Vegas. Listening to us here on the Michigan Talk Network.
to everyone that has served this great country, keeping us free to enjoy the great outdoors. Thank you. From Duran Martinez and Team Wild Michigan.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Thanks to Steve Gruber for joining us from Las Vegas SHOT Show 2019. And it's very important to know what goes on during these shows, because this is one of those shows that is not only a national, but it is global. You literally have companies from around the world, and I mean around the world, displaying their firearms that they manufacture, the equipment and the accessories that they manufacture and distribute, all in one place, and not one shot's fired in anger, which is a beautiful thing. And this is something that Steve has been talking about, and the person he was talking about, Mark Robinson from Greensboro, North Carolina, went viral with some audio, you know, and this is why we talk about this kind of briefly. I mean, we pretty much are all on the same page when it comes to owning firearms and whatnot. I mean, we like what we do. We need firearms to hunt, to recreate, and the like. We enjoy these things, and I'll guarantee you, I can't think of one person that I know personally that's ever, you know, use their firearm in anger with someone. Otherwise, they probably wouldn't be talking to him anyway. But this is something we need to protect, talking about the Second Amendment. And Mark brings up some very good points. He's got some audio that we're going to play here for you right now, because Steve had brought it up, and we want to share that. We don't just want to talk about it, but we want to share it right here.
I'm a law-abiding citizen who's never shot anybody, never committed a serious crime, never committed a felony. I've never done anything like that. But it seems like every time we have one of these shootings, nobody wants to put the blame where it goes, which is at the shooter's feet. You want to put it at my feet. You want to turn around and restrict my right, constitutional right that's spelled out in black and white. You want to restrict my right to buy a firearm and protect myself from some of the very people you're talking about in here tonight. It's ridiculous. I don't think Rod Serling could come up with a better script. It does not make any sense. The law-abiding citizens of this community and many communities around this country, we're the first ones taxed and the last ones considered and the first ones punished when things like this happens, because our rights are the ones that are being taken away.
Again, Mark Robinson from Greensboro, North Carolina, making that statement, the statement going viral. He has said in the past, also, you can't withhold my right to own a firearm because somebody else committed a felony with a firearm. And I agree with that completely. Why are we being punished constantly? Why are we, as firearm owners, law-abiding citizens, people that may carry legally throughout, you know, places that we are allowed to do so, follow the rules, why are we being the ones being punished for the crimes committed by those not following the law, not following the rules? Those have committed crimes in the past. Does it matter that Mark Robinson is a black African American, however you want to put it, that he's conservative or anything else? No, it doesn't matter. He's a human being. He has a passion for this country, for constitutional law and the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment that allows us the right to keep and bear arms. And on a personal note, you know, I'm a CPL holder. My wife is a CPL holder. When I was off buying some ammunition for my 40 cal, gentleman asked me what I prefer. Do I want hollow points? Do I want standard? I said, I'd like hollow points. I said, praying I never have to use them. And he just kind of shook his head, agreed, smiled, and sold me the ammunition without question. So I guess it's some things that, you know, bring to question, why is it we can have these shows, you know, and still, you know, without incident, without problem, the world coming together for the same purpose, essentially, for firearms, not have anything go wrong in a place like Las Vegas. And still, we are constantly under scrutiny by the mainstream media and those who feel that we should not have the right to carry firearms of any kind. So just some things to think about, since, you know, we are talking about hunting. We are talking about shooting sports on this show on a regular basis, and it all falls under one umbrella. And you can disagree with me all you like, but without the Second Amendment, we don't have those freedoms. So that's why the Second Amendment is in place. I'm Duran Martinez. You're listening to Wild Michigan, being brought to you by Conquest Sense. A couple of things I want to touch base on, as we've talked about earlier in the show also, was a largemouth bass virus confirmed in additional lakes in Michigan. The largemouth bass virus has been found in two additional lakes in Michigan's northern lower peninsula, following the initial discovery this past October in Cedar Lake and Iosco County. The same time that this virus was found in smallmouth bass in Beaver Lake in Alpena County, during the investigation of a fish kill in Avalon Lake in Montmorency County. Latest discoveries indicate that the virus is spreading northward in Michigan. Prior to this fall, the virus previously affected adult largemouth bass in the early 2000s, which I do remember, in southern lakes. In those lakes, the pathogen killed 10 to 20% of the larger adult largemouth bass at the first exposure, with populations recovering in a few years. Virus has been found in other species, including smallmouth, bluegill, black crappie, and is a part of the in that part of the state, rather. Bluegill and black crappie are known to be carriers, but do not die from this virus, and there has been no indication that it affects humans at all. But please be on the lookout for large bass kills and some issues with that. And also, please take into consideration, when you are leaving or cleaning fishing equipment between trips, not moving fish or fish parts from one body of water to another, as we discussed with David A. Rose, the bucket biologists, as they're called, people that say, well, you know, this lake doesn't have this species of fish, therefore I'm going to introduce this species of fish to this lake. Not exactly the way things are intended. Okay, if that was the case, then biologists would be introducing those species to those lakes. So please, again, you know, do not transfer fish from lake to lake. And again, do not, you know, release bait fish into the water as well, because they can bring with them VHS and other vectors of mass fish kills throughout the course of the lake and throughout time. So these are things we really need to look out for. Also, refrain from keeping bass in live wells for long periods of time if you plan to release them. Minimalizing the targeting of largemouth bass during very warm or hot weather. And reporting dead or dying adult largemouth bass, particularly when they're in large numbers of 25 or larger, reports can be made online, michigan.gov/eyes-in-the-field, a very good program that the Michigan DNR has for you to report inconsistencies in wildlife and fishing and aquatic life and things of that nature. I want to thank our friends at Conquest Deer Sense. They, again, have got some amazing things coming your way for 2019. The Heat Seeker, the new Buck Scraper, the Scrape Maker, rather. Lots of great things. You can find them on our website at wildmichiganradio.com and on our Facebook page, which we will be giving away some tickets to the upcoming Outdoor-rama here very soon. Just a simple, you know, like our page, like the post, whatever the case, we'll have tickets for Outdoor-rama to give away, as that's going to take place towards the end of February with a, what they say, they increased it by like 50% the size of the Suburban Collection Showplace, where all of this will be taking place. Big Buck Night will be happening there with Jimmy and Jenny and all of the other great things you come to expect from Outdoor-rama. And as for us, well, I tell you what, we've got events coming up for the Commemorative Bucks of Michigan. They have an event coming to the Eagle Eye facility in East Lansing for their annual fundraiser and banquet. If you'd like to be a part of that, all the details again at wildmichiganradio.com and, of course, on our Facebook page. And I'll be there for their annual event and would love to see you there as well. And if you have ideas for the show, maybe a sponsorship that you would like to be a part of Wild Michigan, by all means, you can contact me via our website, wildmichiganradio.com. My personal email is outdoormailbag@gmail.com, or you can call me on my phone, 517-712-3000. 3529. You got an event or something coming up that you would love to have advertised on the show, I would be very happy to be a part of it. And, you know, if so, you'd put it on our show and have you as a guest. So all of these things said, by all means, please to keep in contact with us as we move on into 2019. We're going to make this a very, very big year for Wild Michigan here on the Michigan Talk Network. And we appreciate each and every one of you joining us as you have for now going on, going into our 14th season. If you can believe that, I don't think we're going to last a couple of weeks, but going into our 14th season here on the Michigan Talk Network. Once again, thanks to our friends Ed Shaw with the Michigan DNR, up at the Carl T. Johnson Hunting and Fishing Center, David A. Rose, our good friend Steve Gruber reporting from the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, Alex Clark keeping everything in a tidy order here. I'm Duran Martinez. This is Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.